Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women, helpers, and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. We're tackling that tough reality that many in the healing profession often sacrifice their well-being in the pursuit of helping others. Not only do I think this is just plain wrong, it ends up draining their vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced this firsthand and have emerged with insights and strategies to break this cycle. That's why each week we explore practical methods not only to replenish your energy, but also to cultivate abundance in your life. You'll gain actionable steps to fill your cup first, ensuring you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. So here's the reality. How many of you are feeling drained after serving clients, networking with your peers, or hanging out in your friends and family groups? This used to be me too. But in today's episode, I'm going to walk you through strategies to protect your power and end your energy to keep you feeling high vibe all day while being with people. But first, if you like what you hear today, then I would highly suggest joining the Abundance and Flow community on School. Not only are there free, awesome AF trainings in there, we are building a community of other helpers ready to have more abundance and flow in their lives. Let's journey together towards freedom in life, health, and business. The link to join is in the show notes, and I hope to see you there. So you probably know that feeling. You've been seeing clients all day. You jump in your car. You race home. Maybe you have to stop and grab dinner or pick up your kids from practice. You rush in the house and you're exhausted. You can't do anything else. And hence then the doom scrolling on Facebook, the binging on TV in lieu of the laundry or going for a walk or other things that even bring you more joy. Well, what if I told you that doesn't have to be the way? First, I'm going to explain how our energy gets drained while we're serving and around other people. And then I'm going to give you some strategies to protect your energy and your power. So one thing that happens when other people come to us for service is when our vase is empty, we have nothing left to give, right? And I'm sure that makes sense to you all, but what does that really mean, right? So if we are a vase, say as a provider, and you put things in, we have inputs that fill our energy cup. Some people it's yoga, some people it's singing, some people it's going out in nature, sometimes it's spending time with your family, many different things for many different people that fills that vase, right? And what we really want to strive for is putting so much into that vase that we're able to just overflow our extra energy out into other people. And so the more you work, the higher achieving, the more time you really have to spend filling up your own vase to overflow to other people. And this is often when I see other helpers and healers start to feel tired is because their input into their vase, the things that fill them up, become a lower priority. A lot of this is the way we're taught, and also just like that sacrifice or that just giving is tied to our worth at some point. And so here, the invitation is really when your energy bank seems to be getting low, is find those things to help you fill up. So that again, you can overflow instead of tipping out all the time, which eventually you run out of water, right? And that will leave you feeling very drained at the end of the day. Another thing I see that happens with helpers and healers in the healing professions is they start to take on other people's energies. And so how does this work? Well, many of us have also learned that our actions cause other people to have a reaction when essentially this isn't true. Or more true to that is that we're not responsible for other people's actions. Now, this doesn't mean you get to go around being a jerk, right, to people, but really, we are only responsible to people, not for people. And if you're really leading from your heart and not meaning to hurt people, then their reactions are their responsibility. They are no matter what, but doesn't mean you're free from consequences if you act like a jerk to a person, right? And then we become to feel like we have that responsibility for them instead of to them in the areas of like healing. So we think it's our responsibility to fix them, which isn't necessarily true. It's our job to provide the tools and possibly like in my situation of energy healing, we help them to move energy so that it can be brought up to their awareness and moved out of their energy field or out of their body. Another thing that happens with providers and feeling responsible for people is they feel like they are responsible for other people's emotions. So I was kind of lingering too, but especially happens with their clients. And so they pull the sadness from the client instead of allowing the client to fully feel the sadness. And this can be done the same when you're in a networking group or when you're with your family or your friends. This happened to me, even though I try to remind myself this morning. Another person was just mentioning a situation that she was in, and I jumped in to fix it. Well, it wasn't asked, and I didn't ask to help her fix it. And then I realized, you know, she really just needed to validation to express her feelings. And so by my negating her feelings in this like weird way, you're taking that on because you haven't allowed her to have it and process it. And so as we clean that up, we make our boundaries more clear that we're responsible for ourselves and other people are responsible for their for themselves. We're responsible to our clients, to our friends, to our networking groups to do the things we say we're going to do, show up when we say we're going to show up, things like that. But we're not responsible for them. We're not responsible for their healing. We're not responsible for their emotions. And this will start to change. And also, like, the thing that really helped me fix that in my mindset was this idea that if you take someone's energy for whatever reason, then you're taking their power, right? Because sometimes being in our full sadness is being in our full power, and giving away that before we've healed it makes us have less power. And so if you can remind yourself that other person is not going to be able to move through that energy or heal that energy as long as you're holding it for them. And so that brings me to the next thing I see is that when we're doing any kind of healing work, whether that is be counseling or doing someone's books for them or doing Reiki, doing myofascial release, doing nursing, energy moves, because everything's vibration. So anytime we do anything with connection with ourselves and with other people, there's energy that is involved. And sometimes energy moves during sessions. And these, again, I alluded to this being emotions, but these emotions can move through and we can still hold on to them as practitioners. And we start to embody that and put that in our own body and put that in our own feeling. Our subconscious doesn't really know we're not experiencing that story. So we kind of adopt that story as part of ours. And you'll notice some practitioners, and this used to happen to me a lot, I would all of a sudden get home at the end of the day and be like, oh, I have shoulder pain or I have knee pain. And there was nothing that should have caused it. But at that point, I didn't realize that I can have an energetic boundary and we can clear that energy and send it away or transmute it, really is what we do. And then that person gets to move through it. I don't have to hold it, right? And we all feel better because we're in a higher vibration, but we're also not holding vibration that's not ours. And then, you know, this is different for different belief systems, but other entities, other types of energy bodies can attach to your body when we're doing in this healing work, and also portals or threads or things like that where clients, our friends, our family, people in the networking groups can kind of leech onto our energy and they could take that with them and keep that tether unless we make sure that we disconnect from that. And those are draining to us because we don't really know they're happening. But also there's this possibility of kind of siphoning our energy to increase their energy. The important part here then is what? It's that we protect our energy, right? We are the creator of our energy. And part of that is protecting it and setting up those boundaries and setting up those barriers. And one of the ways I find really helpful for clients and for, I pass this on to other helpers and healers all the time is that idea of creating a ritual. And I like rituals more than routines. I just like the feel of it, the devotion to it, and the intention and the importance, right? And developing transitional routines, so opening and closing. So before we go into a client session, we have an intention, right? We connect through source or however you believe, and we create that connection and that intention for the session. And then at closing, we close that off. So we don't want any of our energy to go with them and we don't want to keep any of their energy. And so that really helps set the intention for what is clearly coming next, but also what's happening during the session. And this same is true for whatever you're doing. So a lot of people I work with are coaches, and so they will go from one thing to another, right? They'll go to networking, they'll do some coaching, then they'll go do some teaching. And they haven't fully transitioned between all those different things. And so their energy is spread out to all of those things because they haven't closed off that channel. And when I say close that off, we're just going to be very intentional that all our energy stays with us at all times and that we're able to call it in for the task that we're doing. One thing that's funny that happens in our family is oftentimes if I've had a busy day or I've been doing a lot of different things, I'll often sit in my car for a few minutes before going into my house. And my kids joke around about it. They're like, what are you doing out in the car? You're just sitting there. And it's just one of those times where I can then transition, right? It's kind of a little ritual that I almost do without even thinking about it now. And I switch that over. I turn off my practitioner hat and I'm putting on whatever we're going to do next, right? Like if I'm going to go in to make dinner, then I'm putting on my cook hat. But no, really, you know, putting on that I'm going to be with my family intentionally now. And setting those barriers, like I'm not going to take work calls. I'm going to set work down for a few hours. I know with entrepreneurs, especially, sometimes that gets really challenging because we have all these pieces that we're holding on to at one time. And so they sneak in, right? Like you're at dinner and you answer a text really quick, or you're playing with your kids and you look at your email and you remember you needed to just send that. And so trying really hard to build the intention into what you're doing next in the next transition, right? And also creating the boundary that you do that so that you can hold all your energy in your container instead of having it go all to all different kinds of things. So I did mention with that opening closing ritual, a lot of times it's that setting the intention. So setting the intention for how what's going to happen during the session, how you want to feel, how you want to show up, and possibly client results or the networking result you want to see or the feels you want to feel with your family. And then another tip there is just connecting with source. So if we connect through source or through love, it makes it much more likely that our energy is going to attach to someone else or theirs to us because we have a third party, very pure attachment, right? Instead of directly to each other. This also adds a filter of, as you can imagine, just a really high vibration energy into the session, whether that's with a client, whether that's with your family, whether that's in a networking situation. And then one of my favorite things to do, especially for as people transition and they need a little help keeping their boundaries intact and their energy in and other people's energy out. And this is especially helpful for people that you do know that drain your energy, is that you can set up these semi-permeable shields where you learn to put in your shield, whatever you need, that will be permeable only to the things that you want. So if you only want love in, then you can set up your shield for that. If you only want to let so much energy out, you can set your shield up for that. And I do, I'll mention this later too, in the show notes will have the links for you. I do in my school group, the Abundance and Flow community, I do have a workshop that's called Power Up Your Protection. It's a complimentary workshop. So just being a part of the Abundance and Flow community, there are many workshops, but in particular, if you're interested in more of this, then the Power Up Your Protection is the one you want. And then within that, there's a link for a shielding exercise so you can learn how to, you know, charge a shield that will work for you. And then at the end of the day, a lot of times we just need to transmute energy that isn't ours. So we're releasing it or we're transmuting it into love. We're letting it go back to the people it belongs to or back to wherever that energy came from, if it's not ours. And that just allows everything and every person to be whole. So what's next? Really, the invitation is to fill your cup first. Almost always, that is one of the, you know, main causes of being drained. And even if we do have disease in our body, a lot of times that's because we didn't take the time to heal our body first or fill up our cup first. And sometimes that means doing the hard work too, right? We can't fill up a vase that is full of holes. And if you think of holes as stuck emotions or things that are draining our energy, people, or just clutter in our house, things like that, right? We need to clean that up so that our vase can actually fill. You'll see many references to that in all the work I do because I really believe that that is the place that we are losing value as helpers and healers, and we're losing our power by not taking the time to make ourselves a priority. And many of us have an idea in our head that that's a selfish thing, We're actually way more powerful if our needs are met first. And again, it's kind of the oxygen mask, you know, saying there, you get on a plane and the stewardess or the steward is always like, you know, put your mask on first. And you hear all these gasps in the plane of especially mothers with young children, right? But the premise is if you put your oxygen on first, then you're going to stay awake longer to help more people. And that's really the idea of the same as serving with clients is the better care you can take care of yourself, the more energy you can have so you can overflow, the more people you're going to be able to help. And the better it's going to feel for all of those people as well. If we're giving from an empty cup, people can feel that, but often they need it so bad they still take it, right? And so it's not as clean as it could be, as if that energy was just overflowing and free and you really wanted to share it. So fill your cup first, create those ritual transitions so that you can be intentional in protecting your energy and releasing other people's energy. And that will help you to maintain your vibrancy and your connection with others. So everybody gets to be in their full power and live a high vibe life. And as I mentioned before, you can find a workshop on this in my school community. And the link for that will be in the show notes. And that's called the Power Up Your Protection Workshop. And I just have so much gratitude for you, my listeners, and I'm sending so much love until next time. So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow. And I want you to know I appreciate your presence and to remind you, knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me. A no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.